This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Grizzly bears, once common throughout the West, have been federally protected by the Endangered Species Act since 1975, following their near eradication in the 19th century. But now, a Yellowstone Region delisting proposal has cleared its first key congressional hurdle. The U.S. House Committee on Natural Resources voted to advance a bill that would reinstate a 2017 decision by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to delist or remove federal protections from grizzly bears and to make the reinstatement immune to a court challenge. 2.5 years ago, a landowner provided Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks with a photo of a grizzly passing through the Shields Valley. In June of 2023, a video of grizzly bears running through a neighborhood in Ulm, just south of Great Falls, circulated widely. That was followed by a confirmed sighting of a grizzly bear in the Pryor Mountains, south of Billings, and in the Greater Helena area in July. 4 months later, a game camera captured an image of a grizzly in the Missouri River Breaks, which was believed to be the easternmost grizzly sighting in Montana in a century. Wildlife managers and politicians in Montana and Wyoming have made multiple pushes to strip grizzlies of their federal protections in recent decades. In January, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service determined that the animals were not yet recovered and released a proposal calling for the bears to keep their threatened status across parts of Montana, Wyoming, Idaho, and Washington. While some grizzly bear populations in isolated regions have gained numbers in population, the problem is that grizzly populations still are isolated. Wildlife experts say that until grizzlies join territories and populations and breed numbers that increase the population cumulatively, grizzly bear recovery still needs federal protection under the Endangered Species Act. Humanities Montana has announced the next Montana Poet Laureate for 2027, Alan Morris Jones of Bozeman. The incoming Poet Laureate, Alan Jones, is a 30-year veteran of writing and publishing who has written and published widely across different genres and forms. He's the author of 3 novels, 3 children's books, a highly regarded exploration of the ethics of hunting, an award-winning collection of poetry, and more than 100 personal essays, profiles, and short stories. His most recent book, a collection of poetry titled Mumblecusser, won the High Plains Book Award and was Jones' 2nd book to receive an honor book from the Montana Book Awards. Jones receives the Poet Laureate baton from Métis poet and storyteller Chris Latray. John Knight, the interim executive director of Humanities Montana, said that despite experiencing an unexpected termination in congressionally appropriated federal funding from the National Endowment for the Humanities, Humanities Montana remains strong, stable, and vital to the communities that we serve. Humanities Montana produces programs like the Democracy Project, the Montana Center for the Book, and the Montana Poet Laureate Program. The honor of Montana Poet Laureate was created by the legislature in 2005 and honors a citizen poet of exceptional talent and accomplishment. After submission by citizens and members of the literary world, nominations are reviewed by a committee of governor-appointed Montana Arts Council members who evaluate on the basis of 3 criteria: artistic excellence and achievement, ongoing contributions to the cultural community, and worthiness of statewide recognition. From among these nominees, the Poet Laureate of Montana is then selected by the governor. Each Poet Laureate develops a program for his or her term designed to share and support their creation of poetry with the people of Montana through personal appearances, virtual events, educational outreach, and other venues. The Montana Arts Council is the agency of state government assigned to develop the creative potential of all Montanans, advance education, spur economic vibrancy, and revitalize communities through involvement in the arts. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.